Our next prayer family focus, arguments and conflicts, learning to fight fair. All of us experience conflicts with family members. Each have different approaches to arguments. How do we fight fairly? How do we react with justice and mercy? How do we go from wanting our way to God's way? As we pray for families today, let's pray they find ways to manage their differences biblically. What God requires of us to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you know that families fight. You know that they get into arguments. You know that they debate over things and that they have differences of opinions on multiple topics and that there are issues that they face from wounds and offenses. But you said in James, Lord, why are you fighting? What causes the conflict among you? And you want us to go to the root of the issue. You don't want us to spend our time putting out fires. You want us to find the root and the problem of the problem and sever it so that when that root dies, the bad fruit, the fights and quarrels go with it. So, Father, we pray that you will reveal the root of the conflicts that families are facing. May they look to the resources that are here and other places. Help them to examine their motives. You said, Father, that you desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you don't receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. So, Father, we pray that people will examine what they're fighting about. Why are they fighting? What is it that they really want in the end of this? Do they want the reconciliation and the betterment, or is it just a selfish desire? Father, we pray they would lean on your grace. In James 4:6, you give us more grace. Give them grace when people blow up at their kids because of our disordered desires. Give us more grace when children fight or steal or whine because they don't have what they want. Give us more grace. It's a beautiful thing to understand that your grace, Lord, flows from a never-ending stream. May the families run to your grace and use it to work through and be able to cover a multitude of sins. Help them to take a posture of humility. The way you say that we receive grace, God opposes the proud, you say, but you give grace to the humble. It's in humility and repentance that we receive your grace. We don't receive it by refusing to admit we're wrong. We receive it by admitting that we are wrong and looking for ways to reconcile and forgiving. Thank you, God. We don't have to pretend to be perfect or look out for number one. You give grace to the humble. We pray, God, the families will cultivate an attitude of humility in handling conflict, not looking to their own interest, but to the interest of others, directing the conversation away from what I want to what you want, and ultimately to what, God, you want. That their conversations would be directed along this path, more humbly fostered in our homes, that further and further they would cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. And we pray for humility, grace, and thanksgiving to fill their homes. Father, we thank you too that your word says to not grieve the Holy Spirit with whom we are sealed for the day of redemption, to get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice, and instead to be kind and passionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave us. So may they find the root cause, examine their motives, lean on your grace, receive it in humility, create an environment of thanksgiving, and pray before and after the conflict or argument to seek resolution, not restitution. That the end game is not your way or my way. It's God's way. In Jesus' name.